Mining in Space Part 9. If you have 100 euro, then you have an opportunity to invest in Deep Space Industries if you wish, their company being established in 2013. You'll find the link to their website in our favourite links below. They have reached the developmental stage already and are well into procedures for creating systems needed for delivery for launches taking into account lower orbits. There are four major issues facing mining in space, and they are technological, regulatory, psychological, financial. You want a spacecraft capable of towing an asteroid back to Earth? You'd only need $2.6 billion. Smallish, privately owned satellites would run at about $2 million each. There are always naysayers who don't want to actually cross the bridge until someone else has done it. Being the first to cough up and take the risk would be a huge advantage to you and your future generations financially. Once investors see their return as being lucrative, then that hurdle would be crossed. Were I to have the money, I would jump in regardless of the doubters, but then that's the way I am. I am a risk taker and I can see a good deal when I see one. Sure, time is of importance here, however, the potential gains are so out of this world. I would only be damaging my own intellect were I not to take part if I had the resources needed. I can see a future where thousands of people will be living and working in space. They will need resources that are not having to be taken to them from Earth. Mining of the very same resources would be a huge possibility to make all of these ideas work out. Yes, my ancestors came to New Zealand to start a new life. It may as well have been in outer space for all they knew where they were going to end up. I wonder if they would consider someone in their 70s to be part of the new population. I wonder. And that is the end of part 9. Thank you for reading my blogs. Please comment below and share my links. And this is Debbie Nicholson.